If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, everybody's got a story to share. Steve, we never go with you first. Let's go with you today.
Well, I want you to think back to your childhood when you're in the playground and the park at the school. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got the... Did you ever have that bell merry-go-round where it rests on a pole and it could go in and out and people would get their legs crushed on the inside? You know, it'd like hit the pole in the middle. Do you ever
What's
have that
with one? The bell? What do you mean?
Didn't well, it was bell? Shaped like a bell.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't have one of those on my playground.
And you pull, you push it around and around, and then everybody gets sick.
Yeah, but then you go in and out, and then you could, you know.
You get caught in those poles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
okay.
This isn't what my story's about.
Oh, all right.
Just... The other traumatic thing for me, anyway, for the childhood playground, was the steel slide. Anyone?
Can be. Oh, my gosh. It was a contest just to see who would get burned the least.
Right. You would burn your biscuits.
Yes. Yeah.
And or then it'd be too dry and you'd get like a rash or something like that. Anyway, they're proud of this in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The country's longest steel slide has opened.
Mm. Wow.
117 feet.
Wow.
So,
are they going to give you like an old potato sack or something so you don't burn yourself?
I don't think. The steel ride stands 65 feet. It has a view of the woods, which is great, and a view of the emergency room where you'll be going. Some of the parts for the massive slide were imported from Germany, put together this past summer. Visitors have been calling it the Whirl, and the park says you can go up and down as many times as you want. You just have to be 7 years old.
Hmm.
That sounds like a terrible thing to me.
Especially if you have to wear a skirt to school.
It's Virginia.
You know, like
it sounds like a medieval torture device, honestly.
Here's what makes me crazy, and I saw this at the fair a couple weeks ago, is, you know, the super slides? I always love the super slides. But I know a person, and I've had doctors on the air that say when you slide down those super slides and you have your toddler in between your legs, you know, because that's how you slide down with them, that's one of the easiest ways for your toddler to get their legs broke.
Ooh.
I hear somebody,
this all the time.
Yeah.
And I do it all the time with the grandkids,
Because it's natural to do it, but I'm telling you what, be careful, because that is one of the leading things ER docs see. All right, what's your story today, Kevin?
Do you play the lottery, Lisa?
I wanted to. I could have won the Powerball, but I didn't.
Well, you still can.
Oh, is it tonight?
It's Saturday at 10 o'clock our time. I don't know if Steve had this in the news, but it's up to $950 million. This is the sixth largest Powerball ever. The largest was back in 2022, which, remember, went over $2 billion?
Yeah.
It was won in California. Four of the top five have been won in California. Back in 2019, a $768 million Powerball was won in Wisconsin. So some hope for us Midwesterners. But next drawing, they think it could get up to $1 billion, is Saturday night. Lisa, first thing you would buy with $428 million, which would be the one-time cash payment after taxes?
I would buy a house on a beautiful beach.
House? Which beach?
I don't know. I Europe somewhere, maybe. You know what? I'd just buy a trip to the Maldives. That's the only place I've really ever wanted to go for the past few years, and I can't afford to go there.
What about a contract extension for Kyle Tucker? Cubs just lost to the Giants 4-3. Walk-off hit for San Francisco. Terrible series for the Cubs out west.
No, but maybe I could go in and be a team owner.
There you go. You could buy even just a few percentages of an organization these days. That'll net you some big cash down the road.
Yeah.
But Cubs just lost, by the way.
Darn it. Yeah. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, they did it. The Leo Choir, they made it to the semifinals. Did you watch?
Yes, yes. Listen to this.
Oh, I got it. So that was a couple nights ago.
I was going to say, that's not most recent.
But no, because they didn't have to perform last night. They just had the results. But they were 10X. They made it down to 5. And then they made it down to the final 3 that are moving on to the semis.
This is the Southside Catholic All Boys High School. Some of these guys have gone on to college now, but they've been competing in Pasadena. We talked to the principal. He's been out there with them. And just all that background footage they have to do, man, they keep they keep those contestants busy nonstop. Did that freaky Pennywise clown trio get through?
I didn't see that. I don't think that result, that might be next week, on next week's show. But that little rock star kid, he's 10 years old, and he's a rock guitarist. He is phenomenal. He made it through. And then this other stream, this group called Unreal, which I did not see. I usually watch this show every season, but this is the first season I did not watch it, so I made sure I watched it last night.
Kevin, I've already forgotten what your story was.
Why?
What are we talking
about? What was your story?
Powerball. And the Cubs lost. It was kind of a back-to-back story.
Yeah. You got saved. Lisa, he didn't even start looking until like 52
no,
after.
No, that's not true.
He was watching the game. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
That's not true.
You said, I've got to find a story.
No, I meant like I had to find it in my story file because I had
His story file.
I have a file of stories.
A file.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually do.
Go to it and read one other file right now.
Sure.
It's about food.
No, hang on. It's my other story I was going to do was the John Stamos Riot Fest story. Have you guys been following that?
Yeah, we did that like 6 weeks ago. Something new?
Yeah, but there are updates.
Oh, are
we don't have time. Steve will do it tomorrow.
Oh, is he going to do Riot Fest now?
Yeah, well, he has a lot of demands.
I know. I heard about those.
There's a pizza that's going down for Stamos.
I think you were gone then.
Is he singing with the Beach Boys or what?
Yeah.
I'll have that in my temp check tomorrow.
Save something for tomorrow.
Yeah, can't give the entire Stamos story away.
Can't give away the milk.
That's right. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.